Welcome to the Cosmic Current Podcast. Numerologist.com is your number one source for personalized readings, numerology reports, and weekly forecasts that decode the most remarkable and mystifying cosmic events ahead. Enjoy this edition of the Cosmic Current.
Whoa, Nelly, this is the moment that you have been waiting for 8 months. Welcome back, guys. My name is Nat from natsnumbers.com, and you and I are here on numerologist.com to talk about the juicy stuff to come in September, according to the ancient wisdom of numerology. So in 2017, you and I both stepped into a one universal year, and the one represents fresh starts and new beginnings. It's where we look over the past decade of our lives and we find out what that period was teaching us, right? And we find out how to then step into receiving this new blessing in our life, an elevated level of experience in love, career, health, and money. But the thing is, when you stepped into January of 2017, you weren't ready to actually receive this new life yet. The funny thing is that the moment that we entered the year of January 2017, we immediately bypassed the number one and we went straight into the number two. January was a two universal month, and then February was a three, right? March was a four, and so on. So we never had the one until now. And why would the wisdom of nature do this? Why would it throw us into a new beginning and then be like, oh, wait, but before you can really, really feel the potency of this new beginning, we're going to take you through this other process. Why would it do that? Why would it take us through, and you're going to relate to this, why would it take you through regret, nostalgia, holding on to the unhealthy stuff, idealizing that it was healthy, the self-doubt, historical victimhood. We had to prepare ourselves for this special moment of September, right? We had some work to do. We weren't ready before. The you of January, if you can think back to that you, that was not you. You know, the claws were still hooked in you and you let them be there. You know, the you of February, the you of March isn't the you of now. You've changed that much. That's how incredible the transformation has been for you. The wool has been lifted from your eyes. You have a new level of wisdom and character and desire. So you had to go through this training. January through July and August, so that you could take on this incredible opportunity that's to come in September. Or more accurately, so that you could really let that thing that's in your life take you to a better place. So as we enter September, something really magical happens. We enter a one universal month in a one universal year. This is huge. This is the number one in this unprecedented alignment that amplifies and divinely supports your new beginning. This is your time. This is your time to finally believe in who you really want to be and the life that you really want to have. And it gives me chills because it's not just the one, it's a 10-1. 2017 is a 10 universal year, and September is a 10 universal month. When you have the zero show up in both of those cycles, it's amazing. What that says is the zero point field in quantum physics, the place of unlimited possibilities and potentials, source, the place that everything comes from, you are reminded by the zero that anything and everything is possible, and you get to choose. And we've got two zeros in this cycle. Anything and everything is possible, and you get to choose. And it just so happens that you're ready to finally choose in your favor, because the one represents your sense of self. It represents that kind of benevolent selfishness that you know what it is that you need to thrive. You know what your non-negotiable wants and desires are in that category of your life. And so now you're ready to choose in your best interest. There's this amazing analogy or metaphor that Jarrett Grossman, a motivational speaker, uses. This is perfect for talking about this cycle, this deep alignment with the number one. Imagine that you've been in a coma and you woke up and you don't have any memories whatsoever. And you're told that you used to be a Navy SEAL and that when you get healthy again, they want you back as soon as possible. You would behave differently, talk differently, walk differently, think differently. You would have a completely different self-concept of who you are than if you were told that you were a piano instructor, for instance. It begs the question, with this powerful cycle of the number one, of anything is possible, and now is the time to finally believe in who you want to be, if you didn't know any better, what self-concept would you choose? Who would you choose to become? And if you really believed that that was who you were, how would you act, talk, or think differently? I want you guys to come back to this video throughout the month and listen to this little metaphor, because this alone can allow the goodness that's in this cycle, the amazing opportunities, the momentum, the ideas, the inspiration to flow in even more incredible ways than they already are. So with the one, you get to choose, and you get to choose in your favor. With the 10 that's showing up, you get to be bold and make bold choices, to believe in yourself now that you have a self-concept that you can actually back and truly believe in and truly get excited about. You know what I'm talking about. There's the old self that you were in January, mired still in victimhood and the past and focusing on what used to be. And then there's that you of now. You've already sort of gotten a taste of that version of you that believes deep down that you can create what it is that you really want. So what would that self be called? If you could choose what you woke up as out of your coma, maybe it is a warrior or a confident woman, but what would that label be? What would you want your doctor to tell you you have been your whole life, that you've really secretly wanted to be your whole life? Comment below and let me know what that name or that label would be. Because now is the time to believe in yourself, in the new you. And the thing is that your God has already given you a new life this year. It's already around you. It's already there. This is your opportunity to actually finally be in it, if that makes any sense. Your new life has been there. It's been all around you. But now it's waiting for you to step into it. And you're going to get opportunities and offers to do just that. So come back to this video. Watch it over and over again. If you ever forget about the goodness that is around you and that is potential for you this month, remember, you get to choose. And this month, you are going to get the choice and you're going to be supported in choosing better. I cannot wait to talk with you guys in the mid-month forecast, where we're going to go more in depth into this crazy good alignment of the number one. I'll talk with you guys soon, and make sure to subscribe to this channel so that you are one of the first people notified when a new video gets uploaded. Bye.
Thanks again for tuning into this edition of The Cosmic Current. Hit subscribe for the latest forecasts and wisdom from our expert panel of numerologists, astrologers, and divination teachers from around the world. And for your own personal reading, just head to numerologist.com.